This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Hi, this is Jeff Alvin, the Big Game Hunter, and you are listening to or watching No BS Job Search Advice Radio, and welcome. Hope you enjoyed the weekend. I sure as heck did, and today I'm starting off with a show about a situation where you get an ultimatum. You're negotiating salary, and suddenly they throw down the gauntlet, give you an ultimatum. What do you do? Hope you find this helpful. And give it a great review. Share it. Do something to support the show. And we'll be back in just one moment.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Deepak Malhotra is a Harvard Business School professor. He wrote an article for Harvard Business Review called 15 Rules for Negotiating a Job Offer. And in dealing with ultimatums, Professor Malhotra had this to say. People don't like being told do this or else, so avoid giving ultimatums. Sometimes we do so inadvertently. We're trying to show strength or we're frustrated and it comes off the wrong way. Your counterpart may do the same. My personal approach when at the receiving end of an ultimatum is to simply ignore it, because at some point the person who gave it might realize that it could scuttle the deal and will want to take it back. He can do that much more easily without losing face if it's never discussed. If someone tells you, we'll never do that, don't dwell on it and make her repeat it. Instead, you might say, I can see how that might be difficult given where we are today. Perhaps we can talk about X, Y, and Z. Pretend the ultimatum was never given and keep her from becoming wedded to it. If it's real, she'll make that clear over time. I think that's a very good response to dealing with ultimatums. And if you're getting this from a third-party recruiter, remember, they're the messenger of the ultimatum, or they're trying a technique called the takeaway, where they're telling you there's a deadline for a decision. If you don't agree to the offer, it's going to disappear. If that happens, confirm that with their client, with the firm that's trying to hire you, as to whether or not the offer has, shall we say, a disappearing quality to it at that point. Because again, that's part of the recruiter playbook. Hope you found this helpful. I'm Jeff Altman. Visit my website, thebiggamehunter.us. There's a ton in the blog that'll help you. Plus, while you're there, you can schedule time for a free discovery call with me. Help with salary negotiation, you can do that at the site. You can schedule me for coaching if you're earlier in the process or want my help post-employment. You can find out about my courses, books, and guides. There's a lot there to help you. And I'll remind you, if this isn't the right time for you to do that, put the address in your phone. Again, that's thebiggamehunter.us. And in the notes field, put the phrase job search blog, so this way you can find it at a later date. Lastly, connect with me on LinkedIn at linkedin.com/IN/thebiggamehunter. Have a terrific day and be great.